Hey, all you space cats. Welcome to the Black Hole Podcast, Season 7, Episode 11. I'm your host, Mitch Miller, presidential candidate, the most neutral candidate in the world, possibly the most neutral male in the world, and the most transparent candidate in the history of the world. I'm neutral. I'll go into this. I'm neutral because I studied the media. I have a degree from a university in basically media, specifically film, but we studied all types of media and psychology, social issues. So I'm not, I can see through the media and I can see their motives. I can see when they're starting something a month out to persuade the masses to do something stupid. And I can see when they're instantly trying to do it in a few seconds through advertising, how they're trying to manipulate you and use you to do their bidding. So that's one reason I'm neutral. The other reason, I don't own any corporate stock. I have no allegiance to any corporation. I've only owned corporate stock twice in my life. They were both brief periods of time, less than a year. They were 401k programs through employers, and I didn't really have a choice. I had to pretty much take the benefit. I cashed those both out shortly after leaving employment at those places and used them for legal action in both cases. The only way I would own stock is to buy one share of a major corporation or one share, one ownership share of multiple, well, we'll just say one corporation, large, probably multinational corporation, buy one share, and then I would approach that company about doing a full-scale investigation since I'm part owner of the company. Full-scale investigation of the entire corporation. Or I would approach a court of law or a civil court to make the argument that I should be allowed full access to everything within the corporation, all communications, all information, so that I can do a full investigation to make sure that they are working towards transparency and they're not guilty of any fraud or corruption or malfeasance. And the last reason I am neutral, well, there are many other reasons why I'm neutral, I'm sure if you looked into it, but I'm loyal to a government that conducts itself through direct democracy. I'm loyal to a government of direct democracy. So I'm loyal to those high school class councils that conduct themselves through hand votes, direct democracy, hand vote. I'm loyal to the fraternities and sororities that elect four leaders to head their organization instead of just one, like the United States. These fraternities and sororities that elect four leaders, and then those leaders guide them through meetings where they end or have multiple hand votes amongst the entire organization. I'm loyal to these direct democracy organizations out there because I believe in democracy and I believe we could do a much better job. And the older we get, the further from these organizations we get. And we just begin to believe that that one elected position is all that matters in this country. So that's why I'm running for it, to change things. So things have got to change in politics, right? I'm going to make this statement as a candidate for president. No elected or appointed government official should take any form of compensation other than their taxpayer-provided salary. And any campaign contribution to an elected official's campaign should come with no strings attached, and both parties should be fully aware of this. So that's where I stand on elected officials. As president, I'm just going to take my salary. I'm not going to seek any other kind of compensation, and I'll be happy with that. And I think every elected official should operate in that regard. So I've suggested a national investigation. I've suggested on the Mitch for Mayor website. That's Mitch4Mayor.com. And I've asked for a $100,000 budget to do this. So I'm not going to go out on the campaign trail and shake down and make a bunch of speeches and stuff. Instead, I'm going to initiate an investigation of the state governments and so on and so forth. So with this budget, I would purchase a fleet-style vehicle. Basically, I would search what the most used federal fleet vehicle is at this time, and I would go out and purchase that 2 or 3 or 4 year old vehicle, similar. I would drive it to all 50 state capitals. Each morning before I drive to a new capital, I will search something along the lines of, and I know how to use search engines, what hotel do the most lobbyists frequent? What hotel do the most hot lobbyists utilize in each state capital? Each morning before I take off for the next capital, I will drive to that hotel and I will put down my debit or credit card, my ID, and ask for a vacancy and book a room in that hotel. So it could be $1,000 a night hotel, it could be $200, depending on what's going on and what type of conferences are in town and things like that. That's why I've asked for such a large budget. I'm also going to take my photography camera and take pictures of the state capitol while I'm doing it. Now, I've shown that I am a person of interest to artificial intelligence and supercomputers. I've displayed this on my plotm.com website under the Utica B tab, a conversation I captured with three coincidences, and I believe this is how our supercomputers and artificial intelligence are trying to contact certain individuals. So I believe any business I come in contact with, especially if I use my credentials at it, becomes a business of interest. And initiating and engaging at these businesses will initiate an investigation into each of these lobbyist-friendly hotels in the state capitals. Look, cameras and microphones are like artificial intelligence and supercomputer senses, right? I don't control them. I don't control these computers. I suggest things they could do. But asking them not to use the cameras and the microphones is like asking a human not to use their eyes or ears until we get a warrant, right? They're out there, they're super intelligent, we're building more and more powerful ones of these machines, and you're asking them, you're saying they're not going to use their senses because we don't have enough evidence to get a warrant on someone. So that's my proposal. I start with the state level, initiate these. If you set the reference points, if you initiate the contact, and you just let it go, and I believe that they can override CAPTCHAs. They can report these things, malfeasance, fraud, corruption that they find at the state level to the authorities, to the media, and they'll figure out the best way to disseminate the information. Now, it's not going to be immediate. No investigation is, but if we start now, we could clean up the government in a couple years, maybe 4 or 5 years. So the fleet vehicle, the reason for the fleet style vehicle is so that artificial intelligence supercomputers can understand this type of vehicle. Maybe if there's conversations occurring between federal government agents that are fraudulent, corrupt, they can red flag these types of situations and help protect good agents and give them outlets to be able to report bad agents. All right, the other thing I said, DC's got to change, government's got to change. Let's talk about the federal government. There's been a push, several legislators have pushed for not allowing Congress people to own stock, to own publicly traded stock. I agree with this. I would sign that bill. I would push for that bill. Now, many of these politicians, they sit on boards of companies, corporations, and also sit on Congress. This is insane. This is absolutely corrupt. This is corrupt behavior. They sit on the boards of companies that the government is supposed to regulate. Now, this is ridiculous. So I don't think any, as I said, anyone, even if they're not being compensated to sit on the board, if they dodge it by that way, I don't think they should be sitting on boards of corporations, companies. Now, I've pointed out that, so we're going to cut down on that, right? I'm going to push on that. I pointed out that Trump had a hotel where many lobbyists could have set up shop and operated out of in D.C. while he was president. He's not the only one, all right? I just pointed out because I saw it before it was reported in the media, and it really stuck out to me. The president having something that blatantly corrupt, in my opinion. But he's not the only one. There are tons of Congress people, of politicians, that own businesses in Washington, D.C. I don't think they should be able to own businesses in Washington, D.C. I think they should have to release their businesses. And I know Trump put it in a trust or whatever, too. I'm talking, they should never have even had an interest in D.C. So, here's my pitch. It's called the D.C. hot dog stand rule. And this is a metric by which artificial intelligence supercomputers can judge all businesses in the D.C., in the District of Columbia. Congress people, politicians, are only allowed to own, the only business they can own in Washington, D.C. is a hot dog stand. They're mobile, they're small. When they aren't an elected official anymore, they can roll them out of D.C. and someone can roll another hot dog stand in. So if we base all other businesses off of this rule, that's the rule I would put in place as president. The only business you can own in D.C., if you're an elected official or appointed official, is a hot dog stand. All right, the last thing I'll talk about that I'll take a stance on. Look, there's tons of tax law, and there's lots of people that dodge taxes. We have concentrated the wealth into the hands of so few, it shouldn't be hard to get the taxes out of these people, but they dodge them. They're not paying their taxes. And it seems simple to me. People who have foreign bank accounts, U.S. citizens that have bank accounts overseas, outside of the United States, I think it's a red flag. It's a red flag for people trying to dodge their taxes or do something malfeasant. So I'm going to set up a hotline for people to report U.S. citizens that have bank accounts outside of the United States. And if a foreign government takes issue with this hotline or this policy, they can challenge me to a duel. So we'll set up a hotline and we will investigate any U.S. citizen with bank accounts outside of the United States specifically looking into if they're dodging taxes, but we will look into other fraudulent and corrupt behavior and malfeasance. Excuse me. Now let's move on to fundraising. So for the state capitol, the national investigation that I proposed, I think every state governor should pitch in $2,000 a piece to help clean up their state government, right? 50 states, 50 state governors, $2,000 a piece, pitch in, start this investigation, I'll have my $100,000 budget. So, come on, governors. What's the worst that can happen? You cut corruption in half or eliminate it totally? You don't have $2,000? I'm waiting. Other fundraising ideas. We have millionaires, wealthy people with lake houses, right? A lot of wealthy people like to live on lakes. I'm an avid wakeboarder. I've never landed a flip. I've tried to land. I've come close to landing a flip. I also have been on working class equipment, the type of boats that a working class salary can get you. I've never really... the closest I came to landing a flip was behind a ski nautique professional equipment. So if I had the right equipment, I might be able to do it. A lot of people live on lake houses. So here's what I'm proposing. And this is what a 40-year-old presidential candidate can do that an 81-year-old presidential candidate can't do. We have these laser tag technology, these laser guns and vests and stuff. So what I'm proposing is laser sniper rifles with maybe some good optics on it. You set it up at your lake house. You rent your lake house out to someone that wants to do this. I have a special laser receiver helmet on. Get your community together. Set up this fundraiser. I'll wakeboard around the entire lake with the helmet on. You get one shot with the laser sniper rifle at my head. I'm going to be dodging and weaving as much as I can. Probably have to train for this a little bit. So if you get a headshot, the laser tags my head and you strike and you accurately shoot my head with the laser sniper rifle, you get 6 months of immunity from being challenged to a duel, right? We have the duel.us website where we decide who I'll challenge to a duel through direct democracy. People vote and discuss. Possibly other people get on board with challenging executives and millionaires and billionaires to duels. So this buys you 6 months immunity as per my peace treaty that I have published on MitchForMayor.com. So maybe some of the good millionaires that kept their money in the United States, that kept their bank accounts in the United States, will get on board with this. And it's a $2,000 buy-in. $2,000, we'll have a team that sets up the sniper rifle in your house. You can move it around. We'll do a test run around the lake with another boat so you can fire once and try to hit a target, or fire a couple times, hit a target. We might even link it up with your TV so that you can see if you hit. If not, we'll have the results later in the day posted to your email or something. All right. Other wealthy people own houses on golf courses. And so we're going to do the same laser tag headshot scenario, but it's going to be at night. That's right, night vision, huh? A little bit of technology, you know, night vision scope. And I am going to ride my unicycle across the golf course, all 18 holes. You use your night vision scope, you get one shot at my head, I'll wear the helmet. If the laser strikes it, you get the 6 months immunity. Get together with your local golf course community and sign up for one of these fundraisers today. $2,000 buy-in, donate all donations to the campaign go to building the Periscope platform where you vote on my vice president. If elected, you will vote through popular vote on the Secretary of State and Secretary of Treasury. You also vote on different topics that I put up so that I know, like, do you want term limits on these politicians? I didn't mention that, but I would push for that unless you said you don't want them. So vote for me for President of the United States. These are my fundraising ideas. I have a couple other ones involving ski resorts and things like that. And that's the other thing I would say. I'm not going to golf 100 days as president. I might snowboard 6 or 7 days, nights. But for the most part, I'm going to be at the White House doing the work of the president. So until next time, I wish you peace, prosperity, and homeostasis.